This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate showed COVID-19 hope and despair from the candidates. How is America doing? Medical doctor Jeanette Neshiwat tells Fox News doctors have the tools right now to save lives.
The knowledge and the experience that we've gained, Jillian, has put us in a position to save lives. We've seen a study that just came out. Mortality rate has decreased. We have medications now that we didn't have 7-8 months ago. We now know that remdesivir was the first drug that was just FDA approved yesterday. We know to use dexamethasone to help save lives. We know to use blood thinners. We know to look for renal and neurological manifestations of this disease. So it's not a dark winter that's coming upon us because we're armed with the tools to fight this disease. And also, we also know that the medications can help save lives if you start them earlier as well.
An overwhelming percentage of infected people do recover. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In a suspected letdown to Uber and Lyft, a California appeals court said Thursday that the companies must classify their drivers as employees rather than independent contractors. Dara Hosho-Rahi, CEO of Uber, tells CNN the drivers like the status they have now.
Our drivers are their own CEOs. They're their own bosses. They make their own hours. They decide when they're going to take vacation, when they're not going to take vacation. They do not want to be employees who have to check in, clock in, and clock out the traditional way. And they love the control that they have. And if they work hard and they do well, they make more. And they can make the trade-off between earnings and flexibility.
The state argued that by classifying their drivers as contractors, Uber and Lyft deprive those workers of benefits they are entitled to under a new law that took effect January 1st. The law known as Assembly Bill 5 or AB 5. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The National Football League continues to deal with coronavirus outbreaks on its team, as one is forced to quarantine an entire unit. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Another NFL game is in jeopardy after a team's entire offensive line is placed on the COVID reserve list. The Las Vegas Raiders placed 4 starting offensive linemen on the COVID-19 list Thursday after they were deemed high-risk contacts. Rodney Hudson, Gabe Jackson, Denzel Good, and Colton Miller joined fellow starter Trent Brown in quarantine on Thursday and missed their second straight day of practice. According to the NFL's contact protocols, they could potentially be cleared to return on Sunday with a negative test. The league says it's still planning on the Raiders playing their scheduled game against Tampa Bay. However, they moved it out of the Sunday night primetime slot, replacing it with Seattle versus Arizona.
Remdesivir has become the first and only drug to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration for treatment of the coronavirus, drug maker Gilead announced on Thursday. Gilead CEO Daniel O'Day says, "It's incredible to be in the position today, less than 1 year since the earliest case reports of the disease known as COVID-19, of having an FDA-approved treatment in the United States that is available for all appropriate patients in need." NASCAR hits the pavement Sunday. The Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500 starts at 3:30 Eastern, televised nationwide on NBCSN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. My good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, joins us now, the best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2. We're going to talk about that. But I also especially want to talk about the post-glow, if we might say, of the return, the event that happened on September the 26th at the D.C. Mall. Jonathan, welcome. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Always great to be with you, Bill.
Well, I've been saying time and again, Jonathan, I was eager to have you on to talk about this, and that is that we cannot let the fire go out, the fire that was ignited on September the 26th. Hundreds of thousands of people coming together in prayer, seeking God's face, asking for forgiveness, repenting, humbling themselves. This energy and this vision needs to continue, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't, you know, the return is not just an event. You know, that was the focal point, but it is the whole point of the return is exactly what happens when we do come together to repent, to follow what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, which exactly what you alluded to. And that is, you know, it's the beginning. It is the beginning, and we cannot stop praying now. And we are at a most critical moment as we also head to the election, as we head to the end of this tumultuous year, 2020. That is what it's all about, revival. You know, without revival, America is lost. It's not just the political things that happen, because that's not going to save us. It's revival. And revival begins with repentance, but it's got to continue.
Jonathan, and I agree, without revival, imagine what's ahead of America right now as we continue to deal with this pandemic, knowing that really it was an act of war by the Chinese. Do we want to go to war with the communist Chinese before we reconcile ourselves to the God of heaven's armies, who would go before us and fight that battle? Or do we want to do it in and of our own might? Because potentially that could happen.
Yeah, well, that really gets to the heart of the Harbinger and what happened in the last days of ancient Israel, and that is that when shaking was allowed to come to the land, the what God was using it for, allowing it for, was to call the nation back. And for those who know from the Harbinger starting until now, you know, 9/11 was the first shaking, and then all these signs came, which were linked to the response of Israel when they were shaken. Instead of coming back to God, instead of repenting, their response was, we're gonna come back stronger than ever, and not by coming back to God, but by our own power. And that really sealed the judgment. And all the, you know, what began with 9/11 and the response of America was to do this on their own. We're going to get back on our own, and that's what all centered on this scripture, Isaiah 9:10, which is what the vow that they did, that they gave back then of we're of defiance. We've been following on that course, and so if we try to solve our problems without solving the ultimate problem, which is not political, which is not economic, which is not military, it is spiritual.
Yes.
That is the ultimate thing. If we're right with God, then it's just like, and it's just in our own lives too, Bill. If we're right with God, we don't have to worry about the other things. If we are not right with God, then no matter what we do, it's not going to solve it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see disaster if we don't come back to God.
And there's something about 19 years, as you say,
yes.
That cycle of 19 years. When I did a study when I was in Bible college, and numbers are important to God. And I found the number 19 to represent faith. So is God calling us back to faith in that 19-year shaking?
Yeah, well, interesting, because for those who don't know where the real, I mean, and this is what made me for years, look to the year 2020 and say, Lord, is this going to follow this template that is the template of national judgment? And for those who don't know, it's very simple that the first strike or wake up call, that comes with an enemy attack that happened in ancient Israel, happened in ancient Judah. And then this is shaking. Then comes this window of time where the nation has this chance to come back to the Lord. And it's really a window of grace, you know, and so we've had that. But how long is it? Well, when you look at ancient Judah, this is Jerusalem, the attack came in 605 BC, that's Babylon, that's Nebuchadnezzar, and then comes the greater shakings years later, ultimately has it goes to destruction. Well, when was that? That was 586 BC. So it's 19 years. Well, with 9/11, that was 2001. So 19 years is 2020 as to be the year of the shakings. Now, now the ultimate point, that's why, Bill, that's for two things. Coming into 2020, I had this very strong sense, and I even shared it publicly, that this was going to be a year of shaking and dark events. And yet God has a purpose, which is, you said, faith for revival. So the thing is that I was looking to this, and I knew there was two things I had to do. And the first thing was I had to write the book. I had to write The Harbinger 2, because this was going to be the continuation of The Harbinger. That I had to warn and get that word out. So I did that. The other one was the return, because if America doesn't come back, then the end of that template is judgment. So, yeah. I mean, this is the God calling, no matter how you look at it, judgment, the end of the window, the call to revival, the call to return. But it is life and death.
Jonathan, do you believe we're right there at that tipping point that we can't look for another 19 years of warnings, that we're at that point now where, the call is either we return or face judgment? Is that what you're seeing?
Yes. Yeah. That is the warnings of all these things. Because, I mean, the fact that these are not what has been replaying in America, and that's what began when I was at Ground Zero and 9/11, and when I saw that what is replaying is not the beginning of the template. It's the ending part. It's not just something that happened in ancient Israel. It's something that happened towards the end. And yes, there was a 19-year period. And I'm not saying, listen, God we can't put him in a box. He can do as he will. And we want to pray for many more years. But the point is, all the signs are pointing towards the ending point. So, yeah, I believe it is more critical than ever. And it's not an election is critical, but it's not just an election. You know,
right.
We've had an election. We've had a conservative administration, but America is still heading down away from God. So revival, return, repentance, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer and the only answer.
Exactly, because look what hangs in the balance here. As you say, this is a spiritual battle more than anything else. The manifestation of this conflict is the way conservatives, the way people of faith are being attacked. The lawlessness that's taken place, the continuation of abortions, which, you know, they're arguing right now, even as we are trying to confirm a new justice to the Supreme Court, the issue really, what it comes down to is Roe v. Wade once again, and the continuation of millions of babies being aborted in mothers' wombs.
Mm, Yeah. That's exactly what's happening. And it was the same thing that happened with Judge Kavanaugh. It was ultimately about abortion. It's ultimately about life. That's the ultimate thing. And an interesting thing, Bill. I mean, I don't know if we've talked about this, but when, you know, the return is actually set as the 10 days of awe, you know, in the Bible, the 10 days of repentance between Feast of Trumpets, beginning there, and heading with, you know, ending with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and that's a time of repentance. But just as it was beginning those 10 days, just as the eve was.
Jonathan, I'm going to let it absorb people's brain for a minute. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
It's about time.
Someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're continuing our conversation with Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2. Jonathan, I hated to stop you right there, but it was so important because I want you to get the entire punctuation of how things came together, how God, not Donald Trump, not Jonathan Kahn, not Pastor Jessup. I mean, we're talking God himself, how he orchestrated these events.
Yes. What I was told, Bill, after the event, and by more than one person, because they were watching the event and they were watching the news at the same moment, said the moment that the return, the sacred assembly part, which ended at 5, the moment I said the word shalom at the end of the final blessing, that's at the moment that Donald Trump, that the president announced Amy Barrett, the very second. You know, so it ended and converged at the very second. So there's so much warfare over this, and you're exactly right. This is about life and death, and the issue of abortion is not some side issue. This is central. We're talking about over 60 million children. If one party gets in this election, they're going to expand it to the point where we are all going to be paying directly for the killing of unborn children through our tax dollars. The other side is trying to overturn it. And remember something, Bill, that when these judgments came on ancient Israel, one of the key reasons why it came, the Bible says, was because they were offering up their children. Yes. And in fact, Jeremiah, he prophesies over this. For those who saw the word I gave at the return, I was led to reenact that. He took this jar and he smashed it. So I did that on the stage because I was thinking, Lord, should I do this? And it was absolutely yes. Because of what they did to their children. And he prophesied that it was in the 19th year when all these judgments would come, he prophesied a plague would come on the land linked to this. So that's how critical and crucial this moment is and this issue is.
Yeah, and I especially like in Jeremiah how he quoted the Lord about how they were murdering their children. He said, how did you come up with that idea? I never even thought of that myself.
Well, the first thing is that what I saw is that when Jeremiah was prophesying that the judgments that would come on the land, one of the things he said, and this is the 19th year of Israel's template and judgment, he said number one, it will include plague and pestilence. That's disease, as in pandemic.
Yes.
That's one of it. And he said that when he made this, he spoke of this is because of what you did in this valley, which is where they killed the children. And when you look at that, and I know we spoke about this on the other time, but there's so many eerie parallels between this. Like when the plague first came to America, or first was identified in America, next day it made headlines all over the country that it was in America, and the date was January 22nd next to the headlines, which is the day that America legalized the killing of children. What Jeremiah said, he said it's going to come, the plague is going to come, especially to the place where the children's blood were shed. And in Israel, that was a place called Tophet. Well, in America, it's New York. That's the capital of abortion in America. More children have been killed there. And where did all the greatest, by far, death count, it came to New York City, the center for the world,
right,
of the plague. So, and there's so many, uncanny. That's what I put in the Harbinger 2. There's a chapter called The Plague, which has all these eerie things, the bomb of Gilead. We talked about that. All these things. So it's quite striking. I mean, I won't go into the detail, but I'll even say this. It's not only the place, this plague has been determined even to the exact date, which I won't go into, but it's linked to abortion.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that's the only reason, but that's clearly something that invokes the judgments of God.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan, you and I talked about this. I said, I felt like God had shown this to me about 10 years ago, that we could only hope and pray for what I called a Nineveh moment, where the people would see the evil of their ways and return. Back then, it took a fish spitting out a prophet onto the land there in Nineveh, the reluctant prophet. But the thing that was really significant then was that the leadership caught the and understood what Jonah was saying, and it ignited repentance and revival in the land. I thought it was significant that Donald Trump delivered a message to the people. I believe it was at 11:59 a.m. Eastern time. Is there any relevance there between what happened in Nineveh and what happened with Donald Trump?
I think, I'm glad you brought that up. But, you know, I was thinking about that last night. Yeah, the king, you know, in revivals, and it's not that revivals have to happen that way, but when you look at these key moments, Josiah, you know, Nineveh, God uses the king, you know, to confirm it. And that is what happened in the middle of the return. It's actually, Bill, that's when we announced it. It actually happened while I was speaking.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it was like 11:30 or something like that. We got the word from the White House. And it was this announcement from the president recognizing that day, you know, as September 26th, as a day of prayer and return. And he spoke about the need to return to the faith of America. And he spoke about he actually in the proclamation, it actually has the same thing. One of the quotes that I said during that message at the same moment, which was Washington's warning to America that if we cannot, no nation can disregard the orders of heaven and expect the blessings of God to remain on it, you know. And so he put that was in there. And so, yeah, I think that is very crucial. Now we were wanting and hoping that he would give a call before the return, or, you know, call that people would do it. But at the same time, the fact that the king, in a sense, the king of the land, recognized it with that, and technically by that is saying, yes, we should return. I think there's something in the spiritual realm that I agree with you, very crucial. And the interesting thing, I didn't realize this, the day after the return was Yom Kippur. And what is read on that day, appointed, is about Nineveh and the return of Nineveh and the king issuing the proclamation.
Well, and this whole thing, as we talked about the last time, Jonathan, about the day, I mean, this is 5 years in the planning as you're putting this together. And as it's being unveiled, you realize, even with the return, like you say, the day on that Sabbath, the scripture reading was about the return.
Yeah, which we had, again, this is like you were talking about, Bill, we could never have planned it, and we had no idea. And that is that it's called, that day is called Shabbat Shuvah on the biblical Hebrew calendar, which is from ages past. And what it means is, Shuvah means the return. So it's literally the day of the return, and all around the world, they're opening the scrolls on that day as we're gathering. And the appointed scripture is Joel 2, which is the scripture of the return, which says, sound the shofar, which is how we began it.
Yes.
And it says, proclaim a solemn assembly, which is exactly what the return is. These are things, I mean, you know, this is appointed by God. I mean, and God, I have no question God is calling him. Even this, I don't know if you heard it, Bill, I mean, if you heard the tape or it's on the web, you know, the message for those who haven't. But as I'm speaking, and it's a kind, and I say, you know, and this could come through shaking, the heavens literally were rumbling.
Yes.
Thunder.
I remember that. Yes, exactly.
I mean, thunder, and where I had to stop two times, you know, like people saying, and then as we kneel down and we're praying, you know, and we're praying for America, then the clouds part and the sun comes out, you know, so we didn't do those special effects, you know, this is the Lord.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. I understand that. But, you know, to me, it was one of those offerings. I mean, just even scripture itself, Jonathan, you know, you're reading the scripture that people are reading around the world on the appointed day. There's got to be something just incredibly powerful as that comes together.
Yeah, I believe, I mean, listen, I've seen this in my life, Bill, I know you've seen it, and also my books are often filled with these things, that all these things are converged. You know, God has every moment in his hands, you know,
yes.
And there are things that are appointed, we just have to walk into it. And the return is one of those things that is, so all these things are just confirmation that God is calling us to return. It starts with the church, you know, it starts with us repenting, and it's the nation, but this is our moment now.
We cannot lose the momentum. Exactly. It is our moment. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2, a must-read, available at all the usual places, linked on our website. And for those of you, if you want to see Jonathan again, we played a portion of it last week, of the return event, you can go to the website, and that website is thereturn.org, right?
Yes, you go to thereturn.org, you'll have the whole thing, and if you want to see just the speech, you go to the YouTube, Jonathan Kahn. You'll see the speech. But either way, yes.
Jonathan Kahn, as always, you're a blessing. Thank you so much for being
Thank
with
you.
Us. God bless. You got it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate showed COVID-19 hope and despair from the candidates. How is America doing? Medical doctor Jeanette Neshiwat tells Fox News doctors have the tools right now to save lives.
The knowledge and the experience that we've gained, Julian, has put us in a position to save lives. We've seen a study that just came out. Mortality rate has decreased. We have medications now that we didn't have 7-8 months ago. We now know that remdesivir was the first drug that was just FDA approved yesterday. We know to use dexamethasone to help save lives. We know to use blood thinners. We know to look for renal and neurological manifestations of this disease. So it's not a dark winter that's coming upon us, because we're armed with the tools to fight this disease. And also, we also know that the medications can help save lives if you start them earlier as well.
An overwhelming percentage of infected people do recover. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The fight, the fight, your call. You've come so far, keep going.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, which is going to focus attention on the millions of Americans living with the conditions, including the 1 in 4 older adults who have diabetes. Older adults and people with underlying conditions like diabetes have been hit hard by COVID-19, as you may know, which is why certified nurse practitioner Davida Kruger is joining us and says this group needs to be especially mindful of their health. In 2017, DaVita was named the Diabetes Educator of the Year by the American Diabetes Association. And this year, for National Diabetes Awareness Month, she has teamed up with Dexcom to share what people with diabetes and their loved ones need to know about diabetes and COVID-19 and the innovative technologies available to help monitor their health. DaVita, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, right off the bat, tell us, what is diabetes? How does it impact the body?
Well, first of all, there's two types, and there's a distinction between type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is an autoimmune disease. Those individuals, the beta cell destroys their insulin production. They're absolutely going to need insulin. That's called type 1. Type 2 is a process of insulin resistance that may happen over time, does happen over time. And then finally, the beta cells can't function, and patients need medication and perhaps may need insulin. Both of those carry the risk of complications and other comorbids that patients need to be very much aware of and manage their diabetes.
Well, especially in this era of COVID-19, we hear a lot about people who have diabetes and are dealing with COVID. It really complicates things, doesn't it?
Absolutely. What we know is that people who have diabetes, if they get COVID, unless we control their diabetes well, meaning their glucose control, they don't have as good an outcome. So if I can do telemedicine with patients, if I can provide some of the technology we're going to talk about, such as the Dexcom G6, those individuals do better if we can control their diabetes and keep their blood sugars, what we call time in range, the blood sugars well controlled. They just do better, but it's a very scary thing for them.
You know, David, I'm glad you mentioned telemedicine. This has been huge, has it not?
Oh, my gosh. So we closed our clinic down mid-March. We were already set up to do telemedicine. We flipped all of our appointments so that we could continue to manage people's diabetes from home. And it really was amazing, the ability to do this, because I still went into the office. I was still sitting at my desk, but I was now welcome into the home of each of my patients. And I could help them with their diabetes, absolutely.
Now,
and when we use something, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your statement.
I was just going to say, so what we also did was we used something like the Dexcom G6, which is a continuous glucose monitor, and it's very easy to use, and it gives patients constant blood glucose data. But the beauty of it is I can connect them to my cloud in my clinic, and I can see the data as well. If I can see the data with telemedicine, if I can see it in my clinic, I can better help manage their diabetes.
Exactly. Well, since you brought it, let's unpack this a little bit more. The continuous glucose monitoring with this Dexcom, how does that work?
So it's a small device that the patient wears, and they change it every 10 days, and it Bluetooths the information to either their phone or a receiver, and then it connects up to a cloud base where I can also. So they constantly see every 5 minutes the blood glucose has changed, and they can constantly see it. Family members can see it on their phones, and I can see it in the cloud, and it gives me graphs and pictures so that I can help the patient. The other thing that's really interesting about it is that it has alarms. So things people are worried about is low blood sugar. If the patient's going to have low blood sugar before they get to low blood sugar, the device will alarm so that they can treat the low blood sugar. But more importantly, I can see what we call time and range, so that I can see at any particular time of the day, 24 hours a day, what's happening to their blood glucose, and I can help them make adjustments in their medications. And they don't have to poke their finger.
Right.
They hate poking their finger because that hurts.
Exactly.
This does not require any finger sticks.
Mm-hmm. Talk about peace of mind, huh?
Yeah. Well, and think about taking care of a family member, either an adult or a child or someone else, and I take care of my father, so I can have his data on my phone as well, and his doctor can have his data. So I can look and see, oh, Dad's blood sugars don't look good today. Let me go see what I need to do to help adjust, or I can call and say, hey, Dad, what's going on? And so that's really important, too.
Well, Davida Kruger, this is really awesome, because this technology, it helps everybody, doesn't it? The patient, the doctors, I mean, the whole relationship, right?
It's a whole different way of, I've been in diabetes for 38 years, and we didn't even have blood glucose testing when I started. And when I think of how far we've come and what we have to offer the patients, and the other thing is that it's accurate. So I can count on the data when I'm helping my patients, and they can count on it when they're making medication decisions. And we do have coverage. Medicare covers it for patients, and we do have coverage for almost all insurances now. And so that's the other thing that, you know, over the years we've done clinical research that has proved how valuable this is to the patient, and we now have really good coverage for patients. So they really should talk to their healthcare providers to see if they qualify qualify and to get started on using CGM.
Well, we're talking with Davida Kruger, a certified nurse practitioner in diabetes for more than 30 years at the Henry Ford Health System in Detroit, Michigan. Her role includes both clinical practice and research as well. So you're right on top of all this stuff, aren't you?
I try to stay on the cutting edge because my patients need me to do that, and I need to know every medication, every product, and I need to know how they work so that they can have a better outcome. If I'm educated on these, I can share it with my patients, they get a better outcome. Absolutely.
How easy
and
is
and this? Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, how easy is this Dexcom to use?
It's very easy, and there's not only video trainings and YouTube trainings, but there's 800 numbers, and we do trainings both in clinic and remotely, but it's very easy. It's simple to place on the skin with a teeny tiny wire that goes under the skin, changed every 10 days, and then it automatically sends data. So it's actually probably easier than doing a finger stick or anything else that they're doing. So we do training. And we train family members if they're interested. But I have patients. I trained remotely a 93-year-old woman during COVID because I really was concerned that she'd be able to manage her diabetes remotely. So it doesn't have to do with age. It has to do with the fact that it's just very easy to use, very accurate, and it's really important for me to be able to help my patients.
And you don't have to worry about pricking your finger anymore, which is awesome. So
it really is.
Two questions here as we wrap things up. What questions should someone with diabetes ask their doctor to make sure they're being introduced to the latest and greatest diabetes treatments and technology? And where can people go for more information?
So I think patients also need to be their own best advocate. So they need to also look at the literature and what's available, but they need to ask about continuous glucose monitoring if they qualify. And then in terms of where can they go, they can go to Dexcom.com, and that would give them a host of great information, not only about CGM, but about their diabetes as well.
Certified nurse practitioner Davida Kruger right here with us. Davida, thank you so much. Be well.
Thank you. You as well. Thanks for having me.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on an national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Here about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Been looking forward to our next guest, Kevin Kiley, a California legislator who proudly represents the 6th Assembly District, which includes parts of Placer, Sacramento, and El Dorado counties in California. Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you grew up in the Sacramento area. Your dad was a physician. Your mom was a teacher. You graduate from Harvard. You yourself follow your mother's footsteps. You become a teacher in Los Angeles. And then you go to Yale Law School to become a lawyer. And you return to Northern California. And as if things weren't exciting enough, you decide to take on a one-party state in the assembly there in California. Some would say, bless your heart.
Yeah, either that or I've got a glutton for punishment. I don't know, one or the other. But, yeah, we certainly have an uphill battle here in California, but I think the state's worth fighting for.
Well, and I you know, we kind of tease about that, and I understand why some people might say you're a glutton for punishment, but, you know, somebody has to do it. Somebody has to stand up for those things that are right and noble, that are constitutional. And meanwhile, you know, the evidence is clear. You've got more and more people moving out of the state because it has become a one-party state. And sadly, that seems to be the ambitions of the Democratic Party for all of the United States of America.
Well, I think that you're right about that. I mean, I think that a lot of people look at what's happened in California very warily and think what will happen if some of these failed policies spread. And, you know, people are leaving the state in droves. And, in fact, one survey at the beginning of this year, even before COVID-19, indicated that 53% of Californians are thinking of leaving. I mean, that's an astonishing number when you think about it. When half of your people want out, I mean, that's called a failed state.
Exactly. And no wonder the leadership of the party has said, look at, especially for businesses, if you leave the state, we're going to still hold you accountable because you didn't do it on your own. If it wasn't for the state of California, you wouldn't have acquired the riches and the success of your business. So we're still going to tax you. And they say this after all the regulation and the difficulty they put upon, you know, small businesses and other businesses to even operate within the state. They're saying, hey, we haven't got enough blood out of you yet. I mean, you're going to be beholden to us for what? I think they're proposing, what, the next 10 years or something, right?
Yeah, this is one of the wackier ideas that's emerged. It's a wealth tax that materialized late in this legislative session that, you know, you might remember the idea from Elizabeth Warren's aborted presidential campaign. The wrinkle that they added to this bill was that, of course, people are going to leave the state at even higher rates if this thing is passed, right, where you're taxing not just your income, not just your real property, but taxing all of your assets on an annual basis. So they said, we're going to keep taxing you for 10 years after you leave the state, which is flatly unconstitutional. Fortunately, that measure did not end up passing this year. Some ideas are too nutty even for California at this point.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, has there ever been an analysis done on the amount of businesses that have been lost just in the last decade and what this loss has meant to the state of California?
Yeah, there have been. I mean, there was one a few years ago that showed, I believe it was 9,000 businesses that left over a 7-year period simply on account of the regulatory environment. And I think that's only accelerated because we've had some of the worst laws in the state's history passed in just the last couple of years. I mean, in particular, Assembly Bill 5, which you might have heard of, which has basically banned being an independent contractor.
Yes.
In most professions. There's 2 million independent contractors in California, and right now there's a battle for a ballot initiative because Uber and Lyft are trying to reverse that law for their drivers.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, what about the threat on Prop 13? Supposedly Prop 15 has some tentacles that could go into undermining, what is really saved housing in California.
Right. So Prop 15, I think, is the biggest threat to the classic Prop 13 that we've ever seen. And it's going to be, I think, by some estimates, an $8.5 billion tax increase. And is going to, you know, it's come at a worse time with so many businesses already closing this year. And many people look at this and think, well, if this passes, if they exempt business properties from Prop 13, then what's going to happen next? We all know what's going to happen next. They're going to go after your homes. So that's why, those of us who care about, keeping the one semblance of fiscal sanity we have in California and keeping the state somewhat livable are doing everything we can to fight against this so-called split rule initiative, Prop 15, because I think the consequences would be absolutely devastating, and particularly for seniors in California.
I was going to say,
their homes for decades, if that protection is eroded.
Yeah, you're talking, their taxes on their homes, they're on a fixed income. I mean, could double, triple almost overnight at least, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
That's scary to think about that. Kevin, California, like the rest of us across the country, have been impacted by COVID-19. Assess the moves that Governor Newsom has made. Obviously, I mean, he's disturbed a lot of people. I was just there in California, and I saw more signs for recalling the governor than I did for electing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Right. Yeah, it has been handled very poorly, in my view, by the governor, because he's basically caused our entire constitutional system of government, our checks and balances, to collapse. And he's been ruling the state by decree for going on 8 months now. You know, he's issued something like 57 executive orders that have changed unilaterally over 400 laws in the state of California. So I took him to court along with another assembly member, James Gallagher, and we actually have a trial coming up in about a week and a half, or actually about a week, it's on the 21st, where we're challenging him for violating the Constitution by usurping the power of the legislature and essentially turning California into an autocracy, which he doesn't even dispute. He said in his briefing in the case that this so-called Emergency Services Act centralizes all of the state's powers in his hands, which is nonsense. That's not what it does. But the governor has, concentrated so much power, I think it's doing grievous damage to our civic institutions, and it's been bad for the coronavirus response as well. You know, we've moved haphazardly from one reopening system to another, from tiers to phases to colors. And now he's added this new equity metric, which seeks to keep places closed based sheerly on this kind of wacky socioeconomic index called, the California Healthy Places Index. So I've been very critical of the governor's management of this situation.
Well, thank God for you and Assemblyman Gallagher to take on the fight here, because Governor Newsom heretofore has been running on his own, as you say, and has really taken advantage of the emergency powers to, turn his position, turn the governor's office into an autocracy, what does it look like? What does victory look like, Kevin? You're taking him to court here in another week or so. What do you hope to get from the judge at that point? Will we get an immediate ruling, or is this going to be something that's going to drag out for a while?
Well, I think there's a good chance we'll get an immediate ruling, and we're hoping that there will be a injunction restraining him from further exercising powers that do not belong to him, legislative powers, which he's been using to create new laws all on his own. We're hoping the judge will restrain that. Now, the governor would, of course, appeal, but there's also, the chance that it could be an even broader ruling, especially if it goes to a higher court or even the California Supreme Court. There could be a ruling on the constitutionality of the Emergency Services Act itself. You had a similar law in Michigan that their Supreme Court just a couple weeks ago struck down as unconstitutional, and that immediately terminated all of the governor's emergency orders.
Well, and I think what you're doing here is so important, and you yourself with your legal background in that, is that we have to hold the Constitution together. And the way that COVID has come in, it's allowed some of these draconian governors to really put some stress on the Constitution. But if they're not challenged and we're not fighting for the Constitution, I mean, here it is. We're reminded of what Ronald Reagan says. It's nothing that just naturally passes into the bloodstream from one generation to the next. This is something that we have to be vigilant and fight for constantly, don't we?
That's absolutely right. Absolutely. And we're seeing right now that, this sort of one-man rule is becoming habituated. It's becoming normalized. I mean, the governor has started issuing decrees on things that have nothing to do with COVID. He issued a unilateral executive order banning gas-powered vehicles a couple weeks ago. It has nothing to do with COVID-19, but he's just gotten so used to having, the focal point of our government in its entirety, all of the units of government, all the branches of the government being centralized in his hands, that he figures, well, he can just do whatever he wants now. And that's not the way our system is supposed to work. Our founders made a conscious decision not to have that sort of setup. They were very familiar with monarchical forms of government and consciously chose to reject them. And these were folks, our founders, who understood what a crisis is. They lived through it.
Yes.
And they understood that the rule of law is never more important than in moments when there's some sort of crisis or break from the norm going on. So that's why, Assemblyman Gallagher and I and some others have been fighting and doing the work that previous generations have done to keep the viability of our constitutional Republican form of government alive.
Well, we're talking with California legislator Kevin Kiley, who represents the 6th Assembly District. Kevin, we've got to wrap things up. I look forward to having you back on and continuing the conversation. You've got an active blog, one of the most recent ones on Amy Coney Barrett that I recommend that people would read and get your perspective on that. How can they be in touch with you, Kevin?
They can follow me on Twitter or Facebook. It's just Kevin Kiley. That's K-I-L-E-Y, and it's Kevin Kiley, PA, like California, for both Facebook and Twitter. And they can also check out my blog, which is capitalquagmire.com. Capital, Q-U-A.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final